For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Eight ACC teams advanced to the Sweet 16. One has already moved through to the Elite Eight. It was the wrong one, but congratulations to Clemson anyway. Charles Barkley said congratulations to Dabo Sweeney. It was a joke, but, I mean, way to go, Charles. Tonight, NC State will take on Marquette. They've got a chance to get to an Elite Eight. My gosh, when was the last time they were there? I have to look that up.
Yeah.
And then Duke, who has been to an Elite Eight as recently as, what, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 19, right? The Zion Williamson team that lost to Michigan State. And Chris Lee is in Dallas with both the Wolfpack and the Blue Devils, and he joins us for a couple of minutes. All right, just kind of set the scene for me as best you can with mood, how these teams, and how we got here. Let's just start with what the vibe is around NC State.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me on. I want to remind you, though, Duke was in the Elite Eight 2 years ago.
That's right.
With the K's last year, so they got to the Final Four.
They were in the Final Four. They're a Final Four team, Chris.
Yep.
Why am I that old that I can't remember that things leave my brain so quickly?
It's not that you're that old. You've just seen so much in sports that, you know, it's just crowding everything.
That was actually a poor cover for me, but that's fine. How I forgot that is just mind-blowing to me. I definitely, I need to reevaluate. All right, continue.
All good. It happens to the best of us, and you're the best of the best.
No, so stop it.
Okay.
Just stop. Obviously not.
No, but the vibes are pretty good. Of course, NC State wants to continue their magical run. And now that they're here, it's not just about being the underdog and shocking people and things like that. They believe that they belong here. They believe that they've belonged here all along. A few players in the locker room yesterday told me that basically they feel like a lot of the games that they lost came down to just a few possessions, which is, you know, very true if you go back and look at a lot of their games, and that they hadn't learned how to win together. And the last, couple of weeks or so, that's one of the things that they've decided to get better at is just learning how to win together, play mm-hmm. to their strengths, and, just kind of getting better with that. And it looks like they've done a pretty good job with that. For Duke, their last game that they lost was against NC State in the ACC tournament. Of course, they lost the game before that to UNC. And then last week, you know, all of a sudden they looked really dominant. Yeah, against Vermont. Yeah, against, JMU. But those were some of the best Duke games defensively. And, of course, JMU, one of the best Duke games offensively that we've seen from them this season. So, like, their whole thing is, like, look, when we are playing our game, we're best. There's not a lot of people who can beat us. And they feel like their last couple of losses, they just didn't show up. They were too worried about the opponent. And now they're saying that they're worried about themselves, and that's what's going to give them their edge against Houston.
There are two things. Chris Lee is joining us from Dallas. State will go first. We'll get to them in a second. Since we kind of expounded on Duke a little bit, let's just stay with that. A few things that Houston doesn't do well that should play into the Blue Devils' hands. One, I don't think the fact that they play so slow will hurt Duke. Duke's not a super fast team to begin with. Duke does not play with great pace. But Houston is not good defending the three-point line at all. They allow tons of offensive rebounds, and they put teams on the foul line like it's fun. Like that's what they're trying to do. And they are among the worst in the country at defensive rebounding, free throw rate defensively, and three-point defense. Those seem like three things that Duke theoretically should be able to exploit.
Yeah, and this is a game that, you know, could either be, you know, literally feast or famine for Duke in a way. And I hate to use that cliche, but it really could be that type of game for them. just mainly because, like, Houston also, what they said to me yesterday, too, is they remind them of Tennessee, the team that they played last year who eliminated them in the round of 32, and because of how physical they are and because of how they just kind of take it to you. So if Duke can figure out a way to go past that, you're right. All those things that you named could really go into their advantage, especially having Jared McCain playing the way he's been playing. One of the things he said to me is that he's been talking to his psychologist. Mm-hmm. His psychologist was telling him to be like water, you know, just to let the resistance come to him and let it flow off of him.
Right.
And just play his game. So, you know, getting basketball, knowledge from a psychologist, didn't think I'd ever hear that, but here we are. Jared McCain is definitely, that's what he's doing tonight against Houston.
If you think about it, though, that's not a terrible way to think, because what will water always do? It will find its way in and do damage.
Adam Golden studio with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Financial advice industry can be overwhelming for a lot of people. Is there a way to be sure you're getting the best service when you don't know?
Yeah, Adam, it's not just if you gave the money to a planning team and they did good the first year. I mean, anyone could do good for 1 year, but it's a track record and it's a long-term accounts that are very important. We call that a financial fill-up strategy, Adam, and that gives you lifetime income you can never outlive. We'll put together for you, the listener, your very own total retirement plan if you call right now.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Always.
Yes.
No, you cannot protect yourself from enough water, from the flow of water. Let me get to the Wolfpack. In a very similar way, Marquette, not great at defending the three-point line, not great at defensive rebounding. Maybe this is – and I thought State, there were times this year – where they didn't even need threes, where they used the offensive glass to create more possessions. And you say they're they don't want this Cinderella run to end. At some point, they look around and go, we're not Cinderella, we're just good, right?
Yeah, and that's pretty much how they feel. And here's another thing to look out for, too. Marquette is really known for their guard play right now. They're not really known for how well they are in the paint. And with as well as Muhammad Diarra, DJ Burns, and Ben Middlebrooks have been playing as of late and learning how to bounce off of each other depending on, you know, which combination is on the floor at the same time. That could be the demise of Marquette, especially if NC State is able to control the boards and also kind of get their pace down low and control the pace of the game. So, I actually think this is a very favorable matchup for NC State. This is only going to help them build their confidence. And, you know, we've seen just 2 weeks ago, the ACC tournament, if this is a confident team, if they feel like they can, you know, play very well, they're just going to have that roll over into the next game. So, you know, whether it's Duke or Houston, I feel sorry for whoever has to play a NC State team if they make it to the Elite Eight.
Well, I think we'll all be here for a Duke-NC State Part 3. I mean, I'm positive that we will all relish that idea. And I think both teams would love it. I really do. I think it would be awesome. We talk so much about Duke and Carolina. It would be tremendous if NC State was involved in one of these. And maybe in some ways some validation that what we have seen is not just a run, but that it is a legitimately good team just playing well, because I kind of think that that's really what they should have been most of the year. Let me ask you real quick before we have to say goodbye to Chris Lee, WRAL-TV5, and at Chris Lee TV on Twitter. I've mentioned it as often as I can because I think it's a major factor. Mo Diarra has been so good in so many ways, defensively, blocking shots, getting rebounds, knocking down big shots, running the floor. But it's Ramadan and he is devout and he couldn't eat from sun up until sundown today. Nothing. Is there any way that NC State can combat that? Are they even allowed? I don't even, you might not even know this. Are they allowed to use like IV fluids? How are they combating this?
So that I don't know about that, and maybe that's something I could kind of get into tonight and see if I can get some of those answers.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But we've seen as of late, Kyrie Irving also, who's a devout Muslim, and he's had some pretty good games lately for the Dallas Mavericks. And yeah, we're in Dallas right now. So I'm wondering if he's going to take some of those cues from Kyrie Irving. Mo Diarra has been really good. And, I had a chance to speak with him briefly yesterday, and he was saying how NC State is just the perfect system for him to show all of his skill set. So he's definitely coming into this game with some of his highest confidence that he's had in his basketball playing career. So it's I would definitely expect a big game from him as well tonight.
Man, watching him has been tremendous. I am ready for them to advance NC State and Duke in the bracket and have one of those two teams head to a Final Four. That would be utterly amazing. As you are, Chris Lee, WRAL-TV5 at Chris Lee TV.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.